for a digital marketing agency called Wavelength Digital based in London, and I'm working as the graphic designer. Previously, I freelanced graphic design during lockdown just because it was an interest and it was a way to make a bit of money. And I kind of missed that. And then working in a job that you don't actually like, I realised what I did like, and I missed doing sort of the creative design stuff. And so I was like, I want to be a graphic designer, and I just kind of needed that belief in myself. And then once I got that, I started to sort of look around for jobs. I couldn't really find anything because obviously being in North Wales, it's quite hard to find like career opportunities. And then my friend actually, because she did a course on Bangor Uni, she heard about MSparks. So she sent me the link over and I applied, say I wanted to be a graphic designer, and then I got the role.
Oh no, excited. So you're saying that you worked freelance for a bit. My industry as well, there's a lot of pressure to go freelance, and it's something that's kind of been in the back of my mind after I finished the academy. Is it something that I venture into? Like, how did you find being freelance? Is it something that you'd think about going back into, or do you prefer being in a contract?
I think freelance is the goal, like the dream goal. But I think when you're starting out, it is quite hard for it to be like a substantial income. So I think for me, I absolutely love doing freelance, but I knew it wasn't a long-term thing at the time. I knew that I'd have to go back into work to get sort of the income. But I think if someone wants to freelance, I think definitely do it when you're starting out, but do it on the side to start off with, and then sort of, you know, you build your clients, you build your skills. I think that that's sort of the advice I would give.
Do you think that you've met a lot of potential clients, or, you know, with the networking of being inside the academy, how do you find that you've kind of branched out your skills and kind of met other people? Do you think it's had a massive impact on maybe future opportunities for you?
I'd say definitely, I think that my manager, Rob, because of the industry that he works in, I've had such an insight in how it works, and he works with a lot of local clients in North Wales, so I've sort of been introduced to them, and I've been able to do work for them as well, so it's really sort of branched out my understanding of the industry, and also sort of networking with the clients.
So before you went freelance, what was your kind of route in? Did you go to university?
I went to university in Birmingham. I did fashion business. I didn't really know what I wanted to do, if I was honest. I know I wanted to do something creative, and I liked fashion at the time. I actually didn't know what I wanted to do. And that's okay, you know, when you're, you know, early 20s, sometimes you don't know what you want to do. But I think it's sort of trying new things and just trying every opportunity. And sometimes, you know, like you try something and it's actually not what you want, but that's okay, because then you know what you don't want.
What brought you back to North Wales? Was there a goal of mine that you wanted to achieve something here? Or, you know, what made you kind of go, no, I'm not going to leave city life behind and come back?
Well, my parents are like based here. We didn't grow up here, but they're based here. So I originally came back to actually save money to then go out again. But then I found that not only that I was building a life here, I was meeting friends here and stuff, that I actually was getting the opportunities here. And if they came up here, then I would take them.
I think that's like, a massive factor of it. I've been getting a lot lately, like, oh, you're gonna move down to Cardiff, or like, what's your next step? But I think kind of going, oh no, do you know, actually the work is coming in here now.
It is.
Kind of, once you get your name out there and you kind of meet people, it is a lot easier to kind of, but I feel people around here are very helpful as well, because they kind of really want you to succeed, because it's such a small industry as well, isn't it? So I think that's really important about it. What would you have like advice for people, especially in graphic design, how to kind of go around trying to get a name for yourself in it? What's your tips for people looking to get into something like that?
I think just sort of make art and just make it all the time, just constantly. Like, you don't even have to monetize it, just do it for yourself and get it out there, you know. I'm very fortunate because my friends are very like-minded people. I'm friends with graphic designers. But just sort of network, find local groups as well. There's always groups on like Facebook or Instagram. I think as well, incorporate graphic design where you can. So like, for example, I was in marketing and it wasn't a particularly creative company or department, but where I could, I incorporated graphic design and I sort of said, I've got the skills, I've got the abilities, so let me try this, let me do this. So just where you can.
So are you saying like you've got experience in marketing? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a bonus for you now, especially if in the future going back freelance, to kind of, you've got the skills now to kind of sell yourself? How important is it to use like digital platforms to kind of sell your work, especially obviously with something like graphic design? Mm-hmm. I can imagine it's kind of a massive factor of it.
Massively. I think having an online portfolio is so, so important. I think if I had my own agency, or if, you know, I was trying to employ someone, I don't think I would mind too much about their CV. I would wedge portfolio, show me your work. Like that is, And I think in any business, whether it's graphic design or anything, definitely get an online presence, because I see from working in marketing, social media, I just see it as a business tool.
Yeah.
And it is what employees are looking at, and it is where you can find work. I mean, I just set up an Instagram for like illustrations, and I would get direct messages from people I didn't even know being like, oh, can you, you know, make this go? So I think you just never know, and just put yourself out there as much as you can.